This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. On Wednesday, Governor Greg Abbott ordered members of the Texas Guard to monitor federal troops during Jade Helm 15. That's an upcoming two-month training exercise planned for Texas and other states in the Southwest. Abbott's letter to the commander of the Texas State Guard says he wants to, quote, address concerns of Texas citizens and to ensure that Texas communities remain safe, secure, and informed about military procedures occurring in their vicinity. The training exercise is stoking fears of some in Texas. They are concerned that this is a cover for an effort to federally occupy the state. In a recent standing room only meeting in Bastrop County, hundreds of people turned out to voice their fear and anger over Jade Helm. Army Special Operations spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria had gone there to answer their questions.
And my question is, I want you to address receiving this and cutting it out and not bring it back by any other name that your strategist may find in this dictionary that has anything to say that it is a preparation for martial law.
Yes, because it is not a preparation for martial law, sir.
That's what you're saying.
Okay, so you can guarantee us that I won't have to worry about the guy standing next to me being some kind of covert operation guy gathering information that they'll come in later to pick everybody up?
No, that's not. Sir, I mean, everybody really, truly wants this to be something that it's not, and they're not embracing it. They really want this to be... All we want to do is make sure that our guys are trained for combat overseas. That's it.
The same kind of excuses Hitler used to take over Germany, too.
Let me ask a couple questions.
Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, Army Special Operations spokesman, now joins us to discuss Operation Jade Helm.
After 14 years of conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan, United States Army Special Operations Command units must return to the basics of their profession and their core tasks. So over the last 2 years, USASOC has been refitting and retraining its units returning from Iraq and Afghanistan in order to meet emerging foreign threats. To validate the effectiveness of this training, USASOC will run select U.S. Special Operations Forces units through this DOD-approved joint exercise.
So is this a new thing? Has this happened before?
USASOC has conducted multi-state training exercises before, but Jade Helm will be the largest in scale.
There are people who claim that this is some sort of sinister plot behind Jade Helm, that this is a plan for the Army to take over Texas and other conservative states. So did this opposition to this plan, this take you by surprise?
What we found to be unfortunate was the amount of misinformation about the training exercise that was deliberately promoted for personal agendas.
Is there any connection with Jade Helm and the recently closed Walmart? Some people suspect those stores are going to be used as camps for prisoners taken from the general population.
No, there is not any connection between our training exercise and the recently closed Walmarts. But for the people who like to intentionally spread misinformation and peddle fear, they saw an opportunity to misrepresent the store closings by attempting to link them to the training. And they did this because they desperately want this training exercise to be something that it's not.
So what are you doing to help people understand that this is just a normal training exercise?
Well, David, what we've done is coordinated the exercise in accordance with Texas state law by notifying appropriate local officials in an open public forum and their law enforcement and safety representatives. We also notified the state's leadership and key law enforcement and safety agencies regarding the extent and the intent of the training exercise. USASOC has also engaged mainstream media outlets to include local papers that may only print a weekly edition, with press releases and interviews explaining the exercise.
So how does Jade Helm help the military better deal with asymmetric warfare?
The nature of warfare has changed significantly in the past 14 years, and the core tasks we are training on during this exercise will better enable us to address emerging foreign threats to protect our national interest.
Governor Greg Abbott has called on the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15. Does this pose any problem for the objectives of the operation? And did the commanders of Jade Helm have a chance to explain the operation to Governor Greg Abbott to address his concerns?
Governor Abbott and appropriate members of his staff are fully aware of the extent and intent of the training exercise. The governor fully supports this training exercise and understands the significant role it will play as U.S. Army Special Operations Command continues to protect our nation from future foreign threats. The governor's letter to the commander of the Texas State Guard is clear. The governor is certain that no one's rights or liberties will be infringed upon, and he just wanted to make certain that we, USASOC, had a line of communication available to his team, and the State Guard would assist with that.
So concerned citizens are organizing their own counter operation for Jade Helm, where they plan to monitor and report online about Jade Helm's activities. Is this a problem? Could someone get hurt trying to do this?
Well, USASOC intends to conduct the training exercise safely and courteously while providing the best possible training available for our nation's Army Special Operations Forces. The portions of the exercise that do not take place on military installations will predominantly occur on private land in remote areas. We're going to maintain communications with the local law enforcement officials during each portion of the exercise, and they are equally committed to ensuring the safety of their citizens and our soldiers while this is conducted.
Any chance the public's concerns about Jade Helm could force it to be canceled? How would the loss of Jade Helm hurt military readiness?
The training exercise will occur as scheduled without infringing on anyone's rights or privacy. Not only have all of the governors voiced their support for the training, but so have all of the county courts commissions and city councils we've engaged in Texas. Their local level leadership in our representative style democracy has been keen in separating fact from fiction and preserving the rights of private landowners who volunteered the use of their land without compensation to assist in the training of America's Special Operations Forces.
Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria is an Army Special Operations spokesman. He is working on calming fears over Operation Jade Helm 15, a two-month simulation planned for the summer. It spans much of the Southwest and requires special forces from four branches of the military to carry out covert operations in territory in Texas and across the Southwest.